Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Financial Times' sources say Volkswagen began talks with Huawei to use its software on vehicles sold in China. This comes after VW restructured its own software development unit, CARIAD, earlier this month, dismissing most of its senior executives. Instagram launched support for commenting on posts with GIFs from Giphy. IG head Adam Mosseri also announced the platform began testing lyrics in Reels, providing a timeline at the bottom of a Reels interface to sync lyrics with video content. Logitech partnered with iFixit to provide spare parts, batteries, and repair guides on select products for out-of-warranty repairs. The first products in the program will be the MX Master and MX Anywhere mice, with parts available this summer. Microsoft began rolling out support for continuing Bing chat conversations on mobile that initially started on a PC, coming to iOS and Android within the next week. It also began rolling out support for contextual chat in the Microsoft Edge mobile browser, letting the chatbot read the site a user is on, similar to what it does on desktop mode. Microsoft will also release a Bing chat widget for quicker access on iOS and Android later this week. Pan Daily reported that the AI program Midjourney is launching a beta test for its official Chinese version. The deal will have Midjourney come to QQ, which is Tencent's instant messaging platform and web portal. It seems this will be a limited test. Midjourney originally posted on QQ that China-based users who want to try it out can do so Monday and Friday at 6 p.m. Beijing time and will close the platform for the day once a certain number of people are using it, although that explanation has since been removed. Stability AI released Stable Studio, an open-source version of its Dream Studio interface for its image generation model. This includes a new plugin system for community development. Last month, the company released a suite of open-source large language models called StableLM. Google updated its inactivity policy to say that as of December 2023, it would start deleting free Google accounts that have not been used or signed into for at least 2 years. The company said it does not plan to delete accounts with YouTube videos. Google will send multiple notifications in the months leading up to a deletion to both the main account and to any recovery emails. Business accounts are not impacted. Security researchers at Sternum disclosed a flaw in the Wemo Mini Smart Plug V2, where someone could trigger a buffer overflow by passing a device name longer than 30 characters using a third-party tool, from which a malicious actor could perform a code injection. If connected to the internet, this could be done remotely. Belkin said it would not patch the flaw as the unit reached end-of-life status. The top-level domains .zip and .move have been around since 2014, but only became generally available to the public earlier this month. Bleeding Computer's Lawrence Abrams notes that some platforms, including Twitter, automatically converted file names with .zip or .move extensions into URLs, opening the door for malicious actors to squat on these now active URLs and send users to malicious sites. Silent Push Labs already discovered someone attempting to do this with the URL microsoft-office.zip, while others have registered domains for common zip archives, although these links point users to information on the risks associated with these domain names. 9to5 Google reports Google seemingly accidentally published a dog food internal testing build of its personal safety app to the Play Store. This includes a new dashcam feature that allows users to record video and audio while driving. Users can start recordings with a shortcut or automatically when connected to a specific Bluetooth device. Apple announced new concert discovery features in its Maps and Music apps. Maps will feature 40 new curated guides of popular music venues in major cities, showcasing upcoming shows. Apple Music will offer a new setlist feature that'll offer music from a selection of major tours, as well as browse artists coming to a given area. At Tesla's 2023 shareholder meeting, the company shared new footage of its Optimus humanoid robot program. A video showed 5 prototype robots walking slowly and performing tasks like putting a small object into a bin. The prototypes showed more sophisticated 5-finger hand movements, although they weren't shown performing fine motor skills. And finally, Motorola announced an event for June 1st with a teaser video showing the profile of 2 foldable devices with the tagline, "Flip the Script." Based on leaks, it seems likely a new Razer foldable device will be announced at the event. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.